We've also had a question in from Jeff Kish in America. And he says, I know traditionally it's been thought of that most of the gene sequences in our DNA are dead space, that's sort of junk. But he heard that recently on our show that they may actually have an important function. And this is true, because up until quite recently, we thought that around 95% of our DNA was just rubbish, really, that it didn't do much, and only 5% was real genes. But in fact, it looks like a lot of the 95%, some of it's structural, and it's helping to maintain the integrity of our DNA and our chromosomes. But some of it's actually really important for controlling how our genes work, and you actually get little messages being fired off from these pieces of allegedly junk DNA that help to control genes, help to switch genes off, in sort of feedback cycles. And there was a really nice paper in, I think it's Science this week, from a team at the Babraham Institute here in Cambridge, where they found that one of these tiny, what's called microRNA molecules, might actually be really fundamentally important to our immune system. So it's quite a new field, this idea that of RNA is being produced from areas of our DNA that aren't necessarily genes but might be really important. And there's some evidence they may be important in things like cancer and other diseases as well.
So does the actual gene, is that the bit of DNA which codes, makes a protein?
That's the bit that makes a protein. But then there's all sorts of other bits as well that get chopped out before the protein's made and all sorts of things. So our genes are much more complicated than we thought.